Sean Diddy Combs sent to solitary confinement after prison fight. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 24, 2026. Disgraced music mogul Sean Diddy Combs was sent to solitary confinement after getting into a prison fight, according to a source familiar with the incident. Combs, who is currently serving a 50-month sentence in federal prison for transporting prostitutes, was involved in a prison fight after another inmate made a remark to the music mogul, instigating the altercation, a source told ABC News. The Bad Boy for Life singer was then sent to solitary confinement as a result of the fight, the source added. It was not disclosed whether Combs, who has been behind bars since his September 2024 arrest and is scheduled for release in April 2028, will temporarily remain in solitary confinement, or if the punishment will be long-term. The Can't Nobody Hold Me Down singer arrived at FCI Fort Dix, a low-security federal correctional facility in New Jersey, in October 2025, where he is expected to serve out the rest of his sentence. After first arriving at the institution, Combs was kept away from the prison's general population and housed separately in the facility's special drug program unit, sources told ABC News. A spokesperson for the Federal Bureau of Prisons told the outlet the agency will not comment on the conditions of confinement, disciplinary matters, or other information regarding individual inmates due to privacy, safety, and security concerns. As Breitbart News reported, Combs' trial last year exposed the sordid private life of one of the most influential figures in music. The case featured harrowing testimony about violence, drugs, and sexual performances that witnesses said he referred to as freak-offs or hotel nights. The 56-year-old music mogul, whose life of luxury in the hip-hop world vanished with his criminal conviction, was acquitted of other charges that carried the potential for a life sentence, such as sex trafficking and racketeering. Combs did not testify during the trial, and while his defense team acknowledged that he could be violent, they argued that prosecutors were straining to make a federal crime out of his personal life. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.